your mother never make soap?
Oh, plenty of it.
Oh, she did.
You only made it since I've been here.
You've made it? Well, I mean, your wife and you have made it?
Yeah, well, we made it.
Is that right?
Just to have, well, now, when my wife and I first married, you see, the detergents wasn't plentiful, but like now, when you said getting a box of detergent, you know what back there, what called Gold Dust Twins. I don't know. You haven't never heard of them.
I don't think so. No.
Well, it's a two real black little children on a box, and they were called Gold Dust Twins.
Is that right?
Now, that's most of the use back then.
I see. No, I never heard of that before.
Well, it's called the Gold Dust Twins. Two little dark children there on that box. And then that's the first kind of detergent come out that I know anything about around here.
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
But the rest of that was good. Lye soap and the like that Saxon soap.
Is that right? Goodness. If you want to turn on the water at your kitchen sink, there's a little handle that you turn, and that's
faucet.
Right. If it's outside in the yard, or on the side of the house, what would you call it?
Well, we call it right to the hydrant. We turn the hydrant on, or turn it hot off.
What about one that would be on a barrel?
On a barrel.
That would stick into a barrel.
Or sit in a barrel.
That you'd get something out of a barrel.
Or that, well, you see, that's a faucet.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that's a faucet. Cold.
You might say, it was so cold that the pipe, last night, the pipe.
Busted. Pipe busted.
What did they store lard and molasses in the old days?
Cans. They had lard cans, and after later years, back in my day, they had barrels to store molasses mostly in.
They did.
And whiskey was prevalent in Vicksburg, and everybody looked like bought whiskey. It had 2 gallon jug, and 4 and 5 gallon. Jimmy John like that. Well, now, when they saved those jugs, just like I saved them from my father's time up.
Yeah, I saw them.
Yeah.
What's a Jimmy John?
That's.
Is that a measure, or does it look different from a jug?
That's a glass jug. Look like it's about that tall, but by 5 gallon.
And we called it 4 feet
high. Yeah, we called that a Jimmy John.
Oh, I see. No, I never heard of that either.
Well, that's called a Jimmy John.
If you were pouring, say, a liquid from one bottle into another, say you were trying to pour some milk into a Coke bottle, mm-hmm. Well, the top of the Coke bottle would be very small, mm-hmm. So you might have to put something in it.
So you get a funnel.
That's what I was thinking of. If you're driving horses and you want them to go faster, you might crack a...
Whip. You got a whip.
If you go to the store and you buy something, they might gather them all up, and then for you to carry them out, they'd put them into a
bag, a box.
All right, and that might be made out of?
A paper bag, paper box.
Right. Is a bag and a sack the same thing?
Bag and a sack, we use that paper, a bag called bags. And when it comes to a sack, it's a cloth. We call them a sack would hold maybe a bushel or two.
I see. Mm-hmm. Did they ever use these as measures? Like when you went to the store, you'd say a bag mm-hmm. of something or a sack of something?
You talk about in measurement?
Yeah, like for sugar or flour or something, you mm-hmm. could buy it